NCGOP, Democrat Cal Cunningham must address second affair or drop out. By Sean Moran on October 19, 2020. North Carolina GOP Chairman Michael Whatley said in a statement on Monday that Democrat Senate candidate Cal Cunningham must either address his alleged second affair or drop out of the race. The National Files' Patrick Howley reported last week that they had confirmed Ann Gregory Tyker as Cunningham's second mistress. The report arises as Cunningham refused to answer questions from four separate outlets during a press conference whether he had any additional mistresses beyond Arlene Guzman Todd, a public relations strategist from California. Cunningham has yet to deny that Tyker is his second mistress. Whatley charged that Cunningham should answer questions about an alleged second mistress or concede the election. He said, North Carolinians have learned that Cal Cunningham betrayed his own family and our military community by having an extramarital affair with the wife of a disabled combat veteran, initiating an Army Reserve investigation. Now he is refusing to deny a second extramarital affair that has potentially spanned years. Cal Cunningham's continued silence on his misconduct, and on the latest National File story in particular, disqualifies him from serving our great state. If Cunningham lies, cheats, and betrays his own family, he will lie, cheat, and betray North Carolinians in Washington. It's time for Cunningham to either start providing North Carolinians with straight answers on his extramarital affairs or suspend his campaign. The Charlotte Observer and the Raleigh News Observer both declined to endorse Cunningham over the weekend. This marks the first time in 22 years that the Charlotte Observer has declined to endorse a North Carolina Democrat Senate candidate. Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle this weekend that Cunningham and former Vice President Joe Biden are running on dishonesty. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.